Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week number 6 of 100 days to 100Ks. On May 18th, I'm going to be running an ultra marathon in the Blue Mountains over 4,500 meters elevation. And far out, this has been the journey for it. Thank you for everyone who is tuning in along this journey. If you are enjoying it, go hit that 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. Leave us a little review, hit that like or subscribe button, and yeah, tell a friend about it because I'm getting pretty excited about this run and there's some really valuable information that I've learned from these guests, and also hopefully you guys are getting a bit out of learning my training program as well. A big thank you, of course, to our sponsor for this run, which is Wild Earth Australia. They are an active sports and incredible outdoor brand that you can buy anything you need for running, for hiking, for pretty much any adventure. You can go into Wild Earth and grab some gear from there. They're going to be looking after me with all of the mandatory gear that I need for my run, from my shoes to my poles to my pack to my nutrition. They have it all. So if you go to their website, wildearth.com.au, you can check out everything they have. Or if you're on the Gold Coast or in Brisbane, they have a store at Burleigh Heads and somewhere in Brisbane as well. So go check them out. I'm going to be sharing a lot more over the coming weeks about the equipment that I'm using, so keep an ear out for that, and a big thanks to them for always supporting me on this journey. Also, 2X Espresso, these guys are the coffee company who I absolutely love. It's run by a good friend of mine, Nikki Poole, and far out, he has put together this formula which is delicious, has nootropics all through it, and is, yeah, just a really good way to have coffee on the go at a way cheaper price. So it's called the Delta Blend. The Delta Blend, I've been having the salted caramel flavor. Pour the sachet in, or just put a spoonful in if you get the bigger pack of it. Put a little bit of warm milk in there and then a bit of honey for me. And it is so delicious. Keeps me energized all day. And it's so much cheaper than my coffee. So if you go over their website, 2xespresso.com, that's 2xespresso.com. You can use code GOODHUMAN for a huge 30% off to try out all their products. And yeah, hopefully get some tasty coffee into you, just like the stuff that I use all the time. Okay, this week is a pretty fun one for me, a pretty tough one. I've been on the road and I've also got my biggest week of running ever done. So what I want to talk about before I jump into it this week, my little topic, is the importance of training partners, of having someone around you when you do runs. Not every single run, but at certain times throughout the week, having some people to go for a run with is so great. And that's why running slow, and like 80% of the time I'm running at a pace that is nowhere near my maximum. I'm just trying to run at a pace in somewhere in the 5-minute range that I can maintain for a long time. And especially on my recovery runs too, which makes it more accessible for people to come run with me. We just run at a pace that people, or the run at a pace that we can both enjoy. So this week, I had a few runs where I went with friends, and that's why I wanted to bring this up, because they were so much easier than the runs when I go by myself. That head noise just gets quietened down so much, and you can become, yeah, just in a rhythm without people. I mean, with having someone there to talk to, you kind of forget about the pain, you forget about the mental struggle, and just keep running, especially when you're running at a slow pace and you can have a chat. A few recommendations for doing that. I guess the first one is trying to find a friend or a couple friends in your internal friend group that maybe want to set a challenge with you, maybe want to get a little healthier, and just saying, let's start small. Let's set a goal of going for one run together each week. And then you might have two different friends that you do that with, and there's two different runs you can go for a week with a friend. Or another great way is finding a run club. So if you're on the Gold Coast, there's a bunch of really good ones, but the one that I attend and I really recommend going to is the Salt Social on a Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. at Salt Mill, Currumbin, on the beach there. Everyone meets up, my coach Jai and Vanessa, And a few crew there get everyone together. There's usually around 100 people every Tuesday. We go for a gentle run. It's not about running fast. It's about just going for a run as a community, getting a bit of activity together, getting a bit of activity in the body and a bit of exercise to start off your week. And it's also really nice. I feel like it splits up your week, having that community aspect. If you go into a job every day and seeing just the people from work multiple times a week, and not really too many other faces, going to a run club is so nice to have a coffee, catch up with people. You're out of there by 6:30 in the morning. And yeah, it's a really good way to, yeah, just get involved. As I said, it's not about running far. It's just about getting together. So on that Tuesday morning, my partner comes down, a few of my friends come down, and it's a really good way for us to, yeah, have a little catch up each week. Another way to, if you want to run with people, is my run coaching I do on a Thursday morning, with Project PB Run Coaching. That's also really cool. I think it's $10 a session, but it's just really good to have people around you who can give you tips and tricks and actual coaching around running and watch your form. But then as well, having people there to push you, to keep you accountable, and to sort of, when you're doing those last few laps, and if you're by yourself, you might talk yourself into slowing down or quitting. When you've got people there, it can really push you, which has been great. And then I guess lastly about going for these runs is going for long runs and trail runs on the weekend. By having people to do it with keeps you so much more accountable. When that alarm goes off and you're kind of thinking, oh, maybe I want to snooze it, when there's somebody that's going to meet you out there at 5 in the morning at a trail, you're kind of like, all right, I can't let that person down. So for me this week, that happened and it really helped me. I went for a run on Wednesday, which I will talk about shortly in my week, but with Louis Phillips, who's a runner from down here in Melbourne, a guy that is going to be on the podcast very shortly. I recorded a great episode with him this week as well. But he was like, hey, mate, I'm going for a 25K run tomorrow morning, part of my program for the week. And I was meant to do a 10 and a 15K this week. So I didn't even ask Jai, which I probably should have. But I was like, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good. I reckon I can get a 25K in. So because he told me to do it, I was up at 5 in the morning down in Melbourne, freezing cold. And was like, you know what, I've got to go meet Louis. I told him I'm going to be there. So that accountability was so good for me getting out of bed. We then went for that run and just kind of chatted the whole way. Ran at a 5:30 pace, which is right at that threshold for both of us to be able to still talk and enjoy a conversation and not think too much about the soreness of our body. So yeah, that's my little tip for this week. Find a training buddy, find a community, whether it's a run club or a run coaching, or it's just speaking to one or two of your friends and being like, let's get into our running, let's start slow, let's just build up to something. And yeah, it gives you something to work towards usually with someone. So that's my little trick and tip for this week. And I'm going to take you through a bit of the journey that I went through this week. So I hit my longest week ever of running. I hit 50Ks this week, and let me show you how I did it. So Monday, I had the day off. I ran on Sunday the trails with Jai, my running coach. We did 20Ks and over 1,000 meters elevation over a 3-hour long run. And I woke up Monday feeling a little bit sore, so I took Monday off. I had a day to just rest and recover Monday. I spoke at a big conference for a bunch of hairdressers on the Gold Coast, so I was quite busy all day as well. I then got up Tuesday morning for run club and got a nice little 8 kilometers in. I ran with a friend of mine, Chris Griffin, another friend, Dean Lucas, both who have been guests on the podcast actually, and also my beautiful partner, Carol. She got 8Ks in as well, which was her longest run in a long time. So I was proud of her. But yeah, that sort of started my week off. Felt pretty good out there doing that 8Ks. And then on Wednesday, I had to fly to Melbourne early in the morning. Flew down, went straight and had a bit of driving to do to Geelong to run a workshop. I then didn't get back to my hotel till it was dark, so I took Wednesday off as well. So I'd already had 2 days off this week, and I was like, that was when I got the message from Louis saying, do you want to come do 25 tomorrow? And I was like, you know what? I am pretty rested. I've had 2 days off this week and just a little 8K to start the week. So I went and got 25Ks in with him on Thursday morning, which left me feeling, once again, a little bit sore for Friday. And it kind of, I don't know, I had a few good chats on Thursday after the run with Louis on the podcast and also Lucy Bartholomew on the podcast, who's one of the world's best endurance athletes, and got so many good tips from both of them about running. And Lucy told me why I was getting sore and why you get sore from running just on the road so much or just running on concrete, because your muscles are just loading up on the exact same ones time and time and time and time again. Whereas when you're running trails, you're kind of doing stairs, which is using different muscles. You're going down, which is using different muscles. And you're also, yeah, running over different terrain. So your ankles and legs and body's moving in all different shapes. So that's why I was like, oh, running on the road definitely does get me way more sore. But I did get through that 25Ks somewhat unscathed. I guess the last 4 or 5 kilometers, I started to get a little bit sore in my calves and in my knees. But yeah, got through that one. I then took Friday off because I was quite sore and had a workshop in the morning. I then went and played golf with my mate in the afternoon. So I still walked a good 5-6 Ks out on the golf course and got the body moving, but had a day off running. And then on Saturday, I was staying with my friend Josh Miller, who is an absolute legend, and he's currently training for a half marathon. So he's been building up his running, and he had an event on Saturday morning with 2XU, the tights and activewear brand. And he was like, we're doing a 12K fun run actually with Louis Phillips and Prime Train as well. And he was like, do you want to come and do the 12K run? But I need to get 17 in today, so I'm going to actually run there with my other friend Dalton. And I was like, you know what? I need to get up to about 50 Ks today. And if I do 17 with you in the morning, that gets me to 50. So we got up on the Saturday morning, did a 5K run to the event. Felt pretty good. I then got to chuck on some 2XU tights, which were pretty comfortable, which was really nice. And then we did a 12K run. By the end of it, my calf was quite sore. The top of my right-hand calf was starting to... I've never really had cramps, but I felt like it was cramping, but just the one part of my body. So I was a bit scared that maybe it was like an injury or a calf strain. Then Saturday afternoon, I kind of just spent the day chilling, stretching a bunch, trying to get the body nice and relaxed and eating a lot of food. And yeah, that was pretty much all my running for this week. I didn't really get any gym sessions in. I need to try and get back into that now that I'm going to be back home tonight on Sunday night from Melbourne and back in routine on the Gold Coast for a couple of weeks. Not too much traveling for me. So yeah, that was what my week was like on the road, just showing you all that it is possible to get a solid 50K week out while traveling. And yeah, didn't really get the gym sessions in, like I said, but I still got plenty of Ks in the legs. So thanks to everyone who's tuning into this journey. It's been really fun getting more involved in running. The community is just so awesome. Everyone I meet who's a runner has been so great. So if you're someone who's like, oh, I'm a bit scared about maybe trying to get into running, I've never met a more supportive community of people than the people who are runners and the people at Wild Earth and the people who are at every run club that I go to. So if you're on the fence about joining, if you're like, I'm running too slow, it's not really for me, just start really slow. Join a run club, do a kilometer walk, go down for the community, find a friend who wants to get a bit more active, get a new pair of shoes for yourself, and then yeah, just get into a few little steps every day, a few runs every week, a few kilometers, and then slowly you're going to build up. And that's something that I've learned a lot through this running project of mine. I'd used to like go, all right, let's go for a run, and I'd push myself. I'd run 10 or 15 Ks after not training, and I'd just be sore for weeks, and I'd be like, I'm not a good runner, I get too sore. But now that I've started to build sort of 3K runs, 5K runs, 8K, 10K, and slowly each week building up and putting the kilometers through the legs, it's been so much easier. I haven't been getting sore after runs, which is what I thought I'd be this whole way through this project. And I haven't really been sore too much yet, except for yesterday's run on my calf. So yeah, let's keep this journey going. The next couple of weeks are epic. This Friday is going to be Lucy Bartholomew, probably the most epic chat I've ever had around running. I got so much useful information that I hadn't got yet from anyone else, just because of her history of running and how much experience she has. I then also spoke to Louis Phillips. He's got an epic run app, Interval. He's a huge fitness influencer when it comes to running on social media. So you're going to love that one coming the following Friday. And yeah, really exciting stuff coming. This next Wednesday is going to be day 1000 of the 1% Club. So please go and follow the 1% Good podcast and check that one out. And yeah, thank you guys so much for supporting. Tell a friend about it. Tag me on your story. Send me a DM on Instagram if you're getting into running. And yeah, let me know what your sessions are like as well. Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next week as the week goes on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.